The following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
WTAQ News Talk Sports. Don't believe it. I'm just telling you, don't believe it. It's wishful thinking, and if anyone was going to engage in wishful thinking, it would be Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers on his radio show out of Milwaukee, I would say teased people into thinking that he could be back sooner than I think he's going to be back. He made it sound as though he could be back this week, and then, well, no. But I'd like to be, well, you would have liked to have been back last week. I get the sense that if it's literally physically possible, he will be back for the Detroit game. Of course, if they drop another one, each game that they lose, he's going to get itchier and itchier. However, I would hope and I would expect, well, let me put it this way. I talk with Mike McCarthy every week. I know he's smarter than the average coach. I think he's one of the smarter guys in the NFL. I'm not just blowing smoke here. I think he's, and when I say smart in terms of making good decisions, I mean that. I don't see him doing a Shanahan here and putting in a franchise quarterback who's not ready to go, no matter how much the franchise quarterback would want to get in there. And quite frankly, Aaron Rodgers is a higher commodity than Robert Griffin III. Yeah, you're right. Dr. McKenzie wouldn't allow that to happen, but you know how things are. He can be medically cleared, and it's still not necessarily be a great idea to have him go in. On the other hand, the clock is really ticking on the Packers season. And if it looks like he's ready to go in, they'll put him in as soon as that happens. But that's more, even with a doctor, Jason, that's more subjective than it can appear. And, well, medically, yeah, okay, you're in. I think Mike McCarthy will be very, very cautious. Because you would still expect the Rodgers era to last, he's going to be 30? You would hope at least another 5 years. You would hope. But that window moves really quickly, doesn't it? Closes, I mean, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. This is his sixth year as starter. And like Brett Favre, after that period of time, he has just one Lombardi trophy to show for it. In both cases, you look, I know everybody thought the Packers were going to get 3 or 4 Lombardi trophies, not in a row, but before Brett Favre retired as a Packer. I mean, just everybody thought that. Well, he had injuries, and they didn't always have the best team around him, and his skills did diminish, made more dumb mistakes later in his career, all of that. Still was a great quarterback for a long time, though. They should have gotten 2 in a row. They could have gotten 3 in a row, but that's a stretch. They got robbed at San Francisco. No, I still haven't let that go. Have you, Jason? You've let that go? I have not. I could let it go if Jerry Rice hadn't fumbled. Then maybe I could let it go and say, well, look, they came back on them and that was that. The window is closing on Aaron Rodgers. Now, I know that sounds silly. But, I mean, you're looking at probably maximum another 5 years because he's not going to have the durability of a Brett Favre. He already hasn't. And I think 35, 36, maybe 37. But you don't want to do anything that would jeopardize his chances for being there for a while. Well, I know Favre never broke his collarbone, but he had ankle and other injuries that probably should have sat him out a couple of games. And he just didn't. I think McCarthy will be smarter than that. Basically, what Aaron Rodgers said, where is that? I've got that here somewhere. This is NFL.com reacting, and everybody did. Nobody said on the radio. Don't be shocked to see Aaron Rodgers back on the field sooner rather than later. When asked during his weekly The Aaron Rodgers Show on 540 ESPN Radio whether he targeted a Thanksgiving matchup with Detroit for his return, he said he wants to get on the field even sooner. I haven't given up hope on playing any week, Rodgers said. It depends on how I heal and depends on what the next X-ray looks like. Obviously, this week is probably not going to happen. It is not going to happen. I said he's taking baby steps toward returning. He pointed to being able to sleep through the night, pull on a shirt and put on a sock, so they'll be in an extreme amount of pain. By the way, he also addressed a conspiracy theory. Did you hear about the conspiracy theory? I had a listener who was convinced it's a lie that he had a broken collarbone. How come he's not wearing a sling? They always wear a sling. How come he's not wearing a sling? Well, no, they don't always wear a sling. He said it made it more painful to have it up in a sling, so he kept his hands in his pockets. That's all. This is the world we live in. I get a lot of that where I'll do something a little different on the show. Oh, now you're doing that. No, on this day, I did that. Jason knows a thing or two about pain management when it comes to broken bones, and he said that makes perfect sense. By the way, I didn't share your story on the air. Do you want? No, don't tell it on the air. I won't. Now they're wondering what the hell I'm keeping from them, but that's okay. Jason, let's just put it this way. Jason deals, I mean, they know you have a condition. Jason deals with his more than his share of bone fractures. So he would know. Wow. Can I share that? Sure. You're 37 and you've had 300 fractures. This is all part of osteogenesis imperfecta. I got it. It only took me 6 years. Well, it did. Osteogenesis imperfecta is what has Jason in a wheelchair. Congenital disease. 300. How old were you in your first one? At birth. What's the youngest one you remember when you're like, oh, you know, something's wrong? 5 years old? That's about what I would have guessed. I'm guessing that you dealt with them before that. You just don't remember the ones before that. So, Jason, I would say, speaks from a pretty high level of authority when he says, I think, you know, short of a medical degree, I don't know if anyone else would be more of a, actually, a doctor is less of an authority on pain management than you are. I mean, the doctor thinks they know. It's because he's not you. So Jason says there is nothing untoward about Aaron Rodgers not being in a sling. I not even being you, I accepted that. I don't think he's going to be back before Thanksgiving. I am going to pick against them, I think. Against the Giants. You know, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what I'm going to do. Well, the dressing down that McCarthy, I spent way more time on the Packers than I wanted to here. I want to get to a couple of other things. The dressing down that McCarthy gave the Packers defense, okay, let me put it this way. If that doesn't make any difference, then Dom Capers should be fired. Because to me that was, just saying, can't happen again. That's the way it sounded to me. So, yeah, it's commonly referred to as a, I don't think this is offensive on the air, a come-to-Jesus meeting. Yeah, except he did it publicly. And when people do it publicly, it's not a good thing. We've had those meetings in this building behind closed doors. I've been on both ends of them. I've had to receive and deliver them. And I will tell you that delivering them is better. I'm just saying. Receiving them bites. And to be called out in public, and he called out his defense in public, not just Dom Capers. If that doesn't improve this week, then I think there will be changes, or should be. I shouldn't say that. There should be. And I think Scott Tolzien's going to play well. So I just don't. It was tough enough to predict the way it was. All right, couple of things. Reed Ribble has called for Kathleen Sebelius to resign. It's big news locally. It will be nothing anywhere else because he's not the highest-ranking elected official to have done that. She should resign. But, you know, you think about this. I mean, there's no question. She should resign. But, and here's the but. She should resign because that part of Obamacare, which was supposed to be easy, the website rollout, has been a complete and unmitigated disaster. But should she resign for something that was doing by design? You know, people losing their insurance and all of that. Here's the trouble with dissecting Obamacare. Some of the bad stuff is on purpose. Some of the bad stuff wasn't on purpose. Meeting out what is, you know, it's not the wheat from the chaff, it's the chaff from the poo is really what it is. It's all bad. Some of it, though, was by design. So it's not going to make any difference. I do want to say this, though. I'm going to predict something here. I know the conservative base was disappointed with Reed Ribble. I disagreed with his vote. I'm going to make a rather bold prediction here. The first isn't so bold. He will not face a primary challenge. That's my first prediction. My second is, oh boy, do I want to predict this early? Let me do this. I'm close to predicting this. I've just gotten weak-kneed. I'm close to predicting that he will not face a Democratic challenger. The Democrats won't even find someone to put up against him. So I don't think the damage from his vote is really going to hurt. Because I don't even know necessarily that he'll have an opponent. The Redevelopment Authority yesterday approved support, as the paper reports it, for $9.6 million in investment at Broadway Automotive and $5.5 million in renovation at the Larson Green planned by Titletown Brewing and Smet Construction. Now, I have told you because Brent Weicker's a friend, sponsor of the show's Titletown, but first, before that, Brent's a friend, and he took me on a tour of the buildings and what they're going to look like, and I share that with you, and a lot of that is shared in the paper today. It is going to be just spectacular. As I said, and it's reported, but I told you this, was that last week? I've lost all. No, it must have been this week. I didn't do it while I was in Fargo, did I? No, I think it was just this week. Oh, I've lost all track of time. Anyway, they're moving the brewing operations over, and he hopes to start brewing, I think, still this year, if I recall our conversation. Or no, would it be next spring? But soon, very soon. It'd be next spring. But that's going to open up additional dining area in the restaurant. They're also going to have mixed-use retail, residential, tasting room, banquet. It's going to be fabulous. Now, Brent is quoted by the paper as saying whether or not if a Walmart were to go near that area, it would have no bearing on what they're doing. And I know that's true. But my personal opinion, and this is my opinion, when you look at what they're going to do to those buildings, and I don't remember if this was going to... They looked at it, and I can't remember if they killed it or if this is still in the discussion stage, Jason, but a pedestrian bridge over from the restaurant. Or a scaled down one or something. I don't remember exactly. There were logistical issues with that. but it's going to be fabulous. And what I said is that big eyesore where there's nothing now, it would be a disgrace for it to be nothing when Titletown is done with all of this. Something has to go there. And a Walmart would be a hell of a lot better than nothing. That is my personal opinion. As I said, they took me up on the roof where they'd have the beer garden and, you know, look at the sights. You could see Lambeau from there. And you can see the now sagging Frigo Bridge. Yes, I almost said Tower Drive. I'm always going to call it that. You can't have that big, ugly eyesore. You just can't. So I'm hoping that that happens. The other big news, obviously, was a change in the city's bond rating. Moody's Investor Service downgraded the city. Let's see. Just I'll read this from the paper. City officials said Tuesday, a decision by Moody's Investors Service to downgrade the city's debt ratings will not alter KI Convention Center expansion plans. The RDA scheduled a special meeting for Tuesday to issue the bonds. Moody's reduced city debt ratings in several categories. It assigned an A1 rating to $25 million in taxable lease revenue bonds to be used for that project. Jim Schmidt says the city still ranks better than most and it shouldn't be a problem, though he was irked by it. May have more to say on that in future shows. It's 8:56.
Your home for Green Bay Packers football.